It's 33 minutes past the hour. From KRCB Radio, here's your California update. I'm Mark Brown. Good morning. A new UCLA study suggests 6 million Californians may have an additional part-time job of caring for a disabled or senior loved one, and they may be doing it without pay. Pauline Bartolone has more.
The study's authors say millions of non-professional caregivers in California may be more distressed and financially burdened than the rest of us. Their analysis showed these caregivers may engage in more unhealthy habits, such as smoking and alcohol use. Jeffrey Hoffman is lead author of the study. He says caretakers aren't using many of the state services available to them. But he says programs such as adult day health care and in-home support help both the care recipients and their loved ones.
If state and local programs are reducing their availability to California seniors, the task of caring for older adults will in fact fall to family members and friends.
The study found middle-aged caregivers in the sandwich generation were most at risk for health problems such as diabetes and heart disease. In Sacramento, I'm Pauline Bartolone.
California lottery officials have high hopes for a new $10 scratcher ticket that's coming out this month. The new game will give players a chance to win $1 million instantly. Alex Traverso with the California Lottery says it is hoped the new game would boost sales to $4 billion this year. He says that in turn would mean more money for education.
Every year for the last 11 years, we've given more than $1 billion to schools, so hopefully we'll be up around $1.3 billion to schools this year, which would also be the highest amount we've ever given to schools in any one fiscal year.
Lottery sales were up 13% in the last fiscal year. Traverso says scratcher tickets are the most popular items for people who play the lottery, followed by Mega Millions. That's your California update. You can find these and other California stories on our community news website, northbayvoice.org. I'm Mark Prell at 735. Good morning.